President Bush and Vice President Cheney are taking questions from members of the 9/11 Commission this morning. They're meeting behind closed doors. The event will not be officially recorded or transcribed. It is not under oath. So we will, in all likelihood, never know exactly what went on. So if you were in that room, what would you want to know? Joining us is Slate military affairs writer Fred Kaplan to give us his questions. So, Fred, you're commissioner for a day. What would you have asked?
Well, first of all, if I were commissioner for the day, I would go into this room with practically zero expectations that I'd get anything useful from it. When you call a sitting president to a commission like this, you're basically exercising due diligence so that when you come out with a report, he can't say, well, you never asked me anything. There are several things that would be useful to know. For example, much was made of this presidential daily briefing of August 6th, where with the headline, Bin Laden determined to strike in U.S. Okay, first, I want to know, just as a general principle, does he read these PDBs or does somebody read them to him? Did he see this headline, which was obviously designed to set off alarm bells? Did somebody just read it to him? And either way, what was his reaction?
Now, Fred, given what Condoleezza Rice has said before the commission, which we were allowed to see and witness as it was happening, do you think that there are any questions that she sort of left up in the air that the president could fill in for the 9/11 commission?
Well, I mean, she could have. If anybody was going to fill them in, she would be the one to fill them in. There were a lot of gaps in her testimony. You know, what did anybody do after hearing these threat reports? And you know, looking at them now as they have, as we can since they've been declassified, they are clearly threat reports. But, you know, there's another layer of questions that she and others were asked about that I think there hasn't been any good answers to. Who made the decision to let the entire Bin Laden family out of the United States shortly after 9/11 when no airplanes were flying anyplace? Remember, somebody allowed about 27 Saudis to return to Saudi Arabia without any questions, to on a special plane. I've always wondered what that was about, who allowed it, and why.
And what would you ask Vice President Cheney?
It would be interesting to be a fly on the wall and to see what role Cheney plays in these hearings. My guess is that he won't say much unless specifically asked and to refine maybe some of the president's answers. But one good question, in the spring of 2001, after Dick Clark had left the position of chief counterterrorism czar, or whatever you want to call him, Cheney set up a commission on terrorism, on counterterrorism. He was the head of it. It never met once. So I would like to know why it never met once. Was anybody even appointed to it? What was his intention when he set it up? Was he just too busy, and with what?
And do you think that there should be questions to the president, to the vice president, about whether they were overly interested in coming up with a justification for attacking Iraq?
In the category of things that they were more interested in than terrorism, Iraq certainly is high up on that list. And so you could get into that line of questioning through there. You know, Bob Woodward, in his book Bush at War, not his current book, but his last book, quotes President Bush as saying that before 9/11, he didn't feel a sense of urgency about Al-Qaeda, about terrorism. And so, you know, it's a legitimate question. Well, why not?
And do you expect there to be any kind of accounting or attempt at a full accounting of what went on today?
None of these commissioners has exactly been press shy. They will step up to the mic. And probably if you piece together a little general vague detail from one with another general vague detail from another, you could probably piece together a little bit. But yeah, at some point, months from now, I think it'll probably all come out. We might even get Xerox copies of the note taker's notes.
The opinions of Fred Kaplan, who writes the War Stories column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thank you.